Kevin Keith here for KNSRadioNetwork.com. Happy Thursday morning to you. Thank you so much for coming on board, and thank you all for giving me the day off yesterday for the news and commentary, because like I said, we had an 8th grade graduation to go to the night before, and since Steve and I keep it very real for you all, y'all here, you know, I do a lot of this, some of this news and commentary, and I work on KNS and do things behind the scenes when I can, and oftentimes that's of an evening. And so I didn't have that opportunity Tuesday night as we were at the graduation, and of course yesterday was the last day of school for Community Schools of Frankfort, so just a lot going on around the Keith household here, so thank you for giving me that. And I want to go ahead and lay the groundwork. Again, as I've shared with you before, I don't have scheduled guests just coming in like the second Tuesday of each month, the third Thursday of each month. I figured that as what we're trying to do at KNS is be different and be nimble and be relevant. So I'm leaving most days open unless I need to schedule something with someone for the news that affects our community, such as the Liz Stewarts and the Judy Sheets and the political interviews I brought you prior to the primary election. I've got a special treat for you today. I'll tell you about in just a moment. But first, I want to thank our community-minded partners who truly help pay the bills here at KNS. It is Heather's Flowers in Frankfort, Dysinger's Handyman and Landscaping, The Oasis in Frankfort, Baber's Honest John Tree Service, Granny's Goodies in Mulberry, Gym City Junction in Frankfort, Probite Computers, Pizza Hut of Frankfort, Atchley Farm in Mulberry, Eco Cab Taxi in Frankfort, plus Alderson LLC. As I've explained to you before, I'm pretty much doing this all alone. I do have Steve Morris that helps me do the morning show, and he helps out with some behind-the-scenes stuff. But there are monthly bills that we have that we need to be able to cover, or it starts coming out of my check, and that's not cool. Comes out of my check at Moses Survey. So, so these community-minded partners truly do help pay the bills and keep things rolling and keep the wheels greased, so to speak. No, not like that. Because we do have someone who has to host our web server and our website, there's somebody that needs to host the group that a lot of you have downloaded the app, Live 365. And those all come with monthly fees. Of course, our meteorologists we have twice an hour here on KNS. I pay those guys too because they're real meteorologists. They're not just a DJ in a chair ripping off a page from the National Weather Service. These guys do this for a living and specifically do meteorological stuff for North Central Indiana. So I thought that was something that's worth paying a little extra for to bring it to y'all twice an hour. I wanted to point you in the direction because I get a lot of inquiries about this every day, whether through Facebook Messenger or if you have my personal cell phone, as a lot of you do. I get questions just about every day. Kevin, is there a way to hear our interviews, the interviews you do after they air? Because let's face it, it's not going to do me or the station any good if I air these interviews or if I put them on the website prior to airing them, right? The radio station is where it should be first. And then on the days I remember before I take off for my real job at Moses Surveying, I will post them to the website. If I forget before 9 a.m., everybody's always bared with me. I do it as soon as I get home at 4 or 5 in the afternoon. But I want to direct you to that page and that link since Facebook is a bunch of commies and won't let me share the website there. It is simply knsradionetwork.com/interviews. And a couple of you hit me up yesterday and said, I can't get there. And I said, what are you punching in? And you punched in interview. It is interviews because there's more than one. When you go to the page, the most recent one we have there is my talk I had Tuesday with Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. Friday, on Monday's show, I was discussing the petition to oust Community Schools of Frankfort Superintendent Dr. Matt Rhoda. And then the Friday prior, last Friday, of course, we spoke with Liz Stewart. Now, that's a two-parter there, so sometimes you may need to check that out and make sure that you're getting both sections there, okay? Because anything I post to the website that's more than like 40 minutes, it tells me the file's too big. So I just cut it up into two easy to digest parts there for you. But I've got a lot of interviews on there, and I'm going to try to leave them on as long as my website hoster server dude doesn't say, man, you're using all my bandwidth. So I'll probably leave like the last 20 on there, but there's at least 20 on there right now. And you can go to that anytime. It's all demand, all at knsradionetwork.com, baby. All right. A couple things I wanted to share with you because I'm really excited about it is a couple weeks ago, I did the shout out on Facebook for the local and regional musicians and bands and artists. And boy, the response was overwhelming, overwhelming to the part where, to the point where I've really not had a chance to work on it yet, because I've got at least 38 people from Frankfort, Kokomo, Galveston, Lafayette, Winnemac, West Lafayette, Delphi, and all points in between, who have sent me demo tapes and music and songs they've recorded. So I'm looking for a host. I'm looking for a few sponsors. If you know anyone, have them hit me up at Kevin at knsradionetwork.com or have them text me if you got my number. You have my permission to give them my number. Tell them not to call. Tell them to text, okay? I hate talking on the phone unless I have to, unless it's you. I like you. Also, you can hit me up on Facebook Messenger if you know of someone who wants to be included, or somebody who might like to sponsor or help us host even, because let's face it, the Kevin and Steve show gets a little old if that's all you hear all day long, 24/7. We know we're good, okay, but if you know someone out there who's just a little quirky or something and would enjoy doing it, I've got all the shortcuts. I've got this thing down, so just have them hit me up, all right? So we're still looking for a name of the show. I think I know what I'm going to call it, but we'll get into that as we get a little closer. I also want to remind you about Friendly Fix from knsradionetwork.com, because it's something we did last month, and last month's winner was Madison Bolero. And what we do is basically we look for one individual. Maybe it's a single mom, maybe it is an elderly person, maybe it's just someone a little down on their luck. Well, what we do is we put all those names in the hopper and then draw from it on the first week of the first Friday of each month. And so I'm collecting those right now. We've got like six people who have nominated someone or themselves. Yes, you could nominate yourself too. Okay, and what you're winning is 4 to 6 hours of work from Dysinger Handyman and Landscaping. So Brett, of course, wants to give back to the community because that's the kind of guy he is. And it might include a little light handyman work, landscaping, painting, maybe just a little help cleaning up. So again, widow, elderly person, busy single mom, someone down on their luck. It could be just that little piece of inspiration that helps them out and helps improve their quality of life. Brett and I are the clearinghouse for that. It's Kevin at knsradionetwork.com. Make sure you include the person's name, address, and work they need done, okay? We'll be drawn for a winner on Morning Sickness with Kevin and Steve just after 8 a.m. Friday, June 7th from Dysinger's Handyman and Landscaping and KNS. You could also email Brett at bddysinger@yahoo.com or hit me or Brett up on Facebook Messenger, or if you got Brett's cell number, you can do that too. Very soon, I promoted this on Facebook a little bit last night, but in just a couple short minutes, I want to tell you that I'm going to have my son Ramsey's going to join me here in just a minute. He's 15 years old now. The last time any of you heard him was over on the other station. And speaking of the other station, let me get a drink of coffee here real quick. Oh, that's very good coffee. Coffee across town sucks at the other station, but it's really good here at the house. And 2 years ago, Ramses was on the air with me around this time, I think. We were on the air together, and he was, I'm guessing, 13 because his birthday's in September. And I'm happy and proud to announce that we're broadcasting from his bedroom today. So I want to tell him to go ahead and grab that microphone. That's that long thing there on the desk there, Ramses. Thanks for joining me, man. Good to have you, man.
Thanks.
All right. Now that the hard part's out of the way, I wanted to, you remember, we had fun on the air together.
Yeah.
And I think there were times that you even, at least once or twice, when I was broadcasting from the fair,
yeah,
you went out there and we did Party Line together, and you read the weather forecast and a few sponsors and stuff, so... I've still got the pictures, and, you know, here we are 2 years later. I've got a lot less hair. I know that. And you've got a lot more hair. It doesn't seem fair. but you've grown up a lot over the last couple years, and I've grown down a lot. I've got a lot more immature. You've got a lot more mature. so you're 15 years old now, and I just thought it would be kind of cool to have you on the show since I didn't have a scheduled guest this morning. And just kind of let our listeners, because I have a lot of the same listeners who listen to me at Wylo, speaking of terrible coffee, and I thought it would be kind of cool to have you on the show, especially since I needed a place to broadcast from so I wouldn't piss off your mom. So, so thanks for letting me borrow your nice little pad here above Heather's flowers. You've got a really good, you've got, I just want to tell everyone, most people know we live above Heather's flowers, so I'm not giving that away or anything. Please don't show up at my door wanting to meet a celebrity Ramses or anything. But your bedroom is the one with the cool turret window, right?
Yeah.
So you get to look out at the corner of what, Washington and Jackson, and you get a first eye, bird's eye view of everything. What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen out that window? Can you say it on the air?
Yeah. The weirdest thing? I was sitting out there, or in like a, just in my chair,
mm-hmm.
and I looked out there, and there's two girls in a Mini Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, not a Mini Coupe. God, I can't remember what it was. It's like a car most people really don't like, but some girl started yelling, and then she, like, I could tell, like, something happened, because she started, like, swerving and moving the car around too much, and eventually... Like, she pulled over right in front of the little, what was that place right there? Like, right there.
The empty building here at the corner?
Yeah.
Or Prairie Creek Park?
Yeah.
Next to the park?
Well, it's like
on Is the, it the boutique where they have all the pretty women's clothing?
No, it's the corner right there. It used to be something, but now there's a bunch of signs.
Oh, I think it used to be one of those mental health places where you could go. Okay, yeah, it's abandoned now.
Well, they pulled over in front of that, and then... The girl said something about, I don't like you, and then they just started fighting inside the car.
Oh, my gosh.
And while they were fighting, she decided that it was okay to drive, so she still pulled out. So that's probably one of the weirdest things I've seen.
When was that?
Has
it been a while?
A little bit before winter.
Okay, all right. So, see, we see all kinds of weird things, and that's just the weirdest. We've seen other weird things outside his window. I don't even want to ask our other kid what he's seen out his window. We'll just leave that at that. So it's a really unique perspective, really. Mm-hmm. And if you're willing, later this summer, I may get some kind of banner and just hang K&S so everybody can see it as they drive past. If you're willing, you got time to think about it, because I know that may not be cool to a 15-year-old. But So you just got done with your freshman year at Community Schools of Frankfort.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, I keep it very real with the listeners, and I expect you to do that too, within reason. Watch your mouth, young man. So when you would come home from school and I would get home from work, and as we do, because we care about each other, hey, how's your day, right?
Yeah.
And you were, again, very honest with me. You'd be like, man, it's kind of boring, right? What was the transition like moving from middle school to high school as a freshman? Because I remember you were very intimidated.
Yeah.
And you were like, Kevin, how am I going to make it from this end to that end and that class to this class, and the lockers are different and everything. And there's only so much you could do with, like, the night where they have all of you in before the school year starts. You get a sense of the place, but until you're in the hustle and bustle. What was the first couple of weeks like as a freshman at Community Schools of Frankfort?
The first couple of weeks, all I can remember really is just trying to get to class on time.
Yeah.
And trying to not have to take four attempts on my locker.
Right, right, right.
But very quickly you find people walk slow.
Mm-hmm.
So getting to your class is easy because you start walking faster to get in between people before they start walking slow.
Oh, okay.
Just a
okay.
line of slow people that are talking.
So are they late for class and you have to, like, dodge around them? Were you usually on time for class?
Most times I was, unless I was, like, coming from gym or anything. Because sometimes we'd, like, it was, like, game point or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We'd stay, like, 2 minutes after, finish that.
Right,
go change and then go back. But usually the teachers are pretty lenient with that.
Yeah, they know. They have that within reason.
Yeah.
Now, wasn't there one teacher that said you had another friend and another friend? You guys just liked each other so much. You'd stand out in the hall and talk sometimes before class, and you were, like, late for class, although you were already standing right there.
Oh. Yeah. It was.
You're a social person. It's okay. It's all right. Your mom and I know. It's all good. You've already passed the freshman year. It's okay. So what else did you discover? I'm guessing you got pretty good at getting your locker open and getting to class and figuring your way around by the end of the year, right?
Yeah. It was honestly really easy by the end of the year.
Yeah. Was there anything your freshman year that you wished you would have done that you didn't do? Is there something that sticks out? Whether it's a sport or been nicer to a teacher or said I thank you to a teacher or anything like that?
Probably just tried harder in the beginning.
Tried harder, yeah.
At first, I was still kind of middle school and
right.
didn't know that I could. I just kind of kept forgetting that I needed that credit.
Right.
And then in middle school, it just kind of give you the pass on.
As long as you're there. Right, yeah. Right.
So it was just me trying to
mess
around.
Yeah, that's very good and that's very honest. I mean, that's and that was a learning experience, right?
Yeah.
Because you need to get your crap together, right? And next year when you go back, you'll remember that because it still counts next year, okay?
Yeah.
So we went to the 8th grade graduation Tuesday night, and there were a lot of awards being given and band and this and that. And I asked you what you were going to do if you planned on being in band, if it was mandated that you be in band or choir or whatever they have at high school. And you said, well, I signed up for and hope I get a beginning, piano beginner?
Yes, yes.
And you were, again, very honest. You said it's because you didn't want to be in band, right? So you have to do one or the other.
Yeah.
It was the same way when I was in school, too. And I didn't have much interest in band. So why piano? Did you have other instruments you could choose from, I'm guessing?
Well, it kind of, there wasn't an option to do those things. I didn't really, because when I was filling out, because as a freshman, you're limited to what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of goes on into the next year. And after that, then you're open to whatever.
Right, right.
But what I picked on, they give you a paper of the things you can do. And I filled out the ones that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said that I needed two extras just in case they get filled up and I couldn't get a spot. So it was between the choir, band, and orchestra and a few other things, which didn't sound really cool to me.
Right.
So I just chose beginning piano.
Which is cool, I think.
Yeah.
And you've got an older brother who's a heck of a piano player.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so maybe you may have some talent and not even know it. Or you could at least call him, you know.
But,
so that's cool. And I'm sure there's some fine teachers and piano helpers over there as well. So, matter of fact, you know this to be a fact. I've got two guitars sitting in my closet me and your mom's closet there that I've had since November of last year. I learned like a note, and then I got frustrated because I couldn't switch between notes, but I'll have to pick that up. Maybe we could start start a band or something, like the Partridge Family or something. You could do piano, and I'll strum the guitar, and we'll get your mom to sing. And no, let's not do that. We'll just keep that between us, okay? So you're going to be a sophomore, and I'd asked you the other night at the concert, is there anything that you know, like, already that you are going to have to take next year class-wise as a sophomore at Frankfort?
Well, just besides the core or four core classes that you have to take,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing really else that you have to,
yeah. Did you get any kind of options besides choosing like a piano or something like that?
Yeah. What I chose was, I think, because it was really like there was really no good options.
Yeah.
So something, because sometimes I do like arts and crafts or whatever.
Right.
So I chose yearbook.
Oh,
which you just kind of put it out, put it all together throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I was in yearbook in high school. I enjoyed that. It was fun.
I cannot remember what the other one was.
You know, you'd mentioned art, and you're a very talented artist. I think you should work on that.
Well, usually, like, obviously they have, like, the art show.
Right.
And everything. But I don't know if that's, like, for just students or, mm-hmm. like, people that are in that class. And I don't really like, I never liked it in middle school. I hated it because you had to do what they wanted.
Right.
You couldn't have anything the freedom you wanted.
Right, right.
And it was always like, do something with clay,
mm-hmm.
sketch something that another person made.
Right.
Or whatever, or do an assignment on.
Which is good practice and actually would make you a better artist. It just wasn't fun.
Yeah, like, right. Some people will just, like, sketch on their paper, but for me, it was more of, like, architectural drawings.
Yeah, you're good at that.
Houses.
Get some roll. Yeah.
Or sometimes I'd even draw, like, cars.
Yeah.
So, just, like, her having us draw horses was not the most fun to me.
Right, right, right. Well, I remember, didn't you have to do, it may have been last year or the year before,